Do you want the spot?
Do I want the spot?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought nothing.
What's the spot?
Oh, well, if you stand right here, you can see the painter's signature. The light catches it just right.
Oh, then sure, yeah, I do want the spot. Where am I looking?
The inside top of the right thigh. That wasn't a pickup line. I did think you wanted the spot.
I know. I just like your voice. I wanted to hear it again.
That's a made-up accent, isn't it?
Yes. I use it to impress women in museums.
Australians don't ask what people do.
Oh, we do. We just wait.
For?
Events to evolve.
Oh, and how might they evolve?
Well, you will ask me in a few minutes what I do for a living.
Because I'm an American.
Yes, and because it's a natural question, and that is why I have to ask you to dinner.
You have to ask me to dinner before I ask you what you do?
Yes, do you promise to meet me?
I can't do that. First tell me what you do, and then I'll decide.
I like you, Diane. I'm only doing this because it's my job. You've been served.
You're not becoming one of those overprotective moms, are you?
I might be. Mrs. Hartley, wasn't she your teacher in middle school?
Yeah.
Mom. Lillian and Mrs. Brooks, where have they been?
Those poor disadvantaged children.
Imagine going to a public school.
And this one they raised such sarcastic kids.
Who's that?
I think it's Kelsey's dad.
No, I think they moved away. I think he wants you.
Maybe he's a teacher? Yes.
Mrs. Floyd?
Yes. So are you dating anyone?
Off and on.
You are the definition of off and on, Will. You gotta get serious sometimes.
Who's this?
The Pope, I think. Oh, your time's up. And someone's waiting to cut in. Where are you, Will?
Leaving a wedding. I think Wendy Scott Carr's coming after me with a grand jury summons.
Will, we're on speakerphone.
The summons isn't about you.
We got served too. Alicia, myself, and David Lee.
What?
Why?
It's one of David Lee's divorces. The Huntley divorce.
The wife of the venture capitalist? We did well by her, didn't we?
Half his business assets, the house in Highland Park, and sole custody of their daughter. She's not suing us.
The husband is.
What, for being too effective?
No.
Alienation of affection.
You're kidding. What is this, the 30s?
No, we're one of seven states that still has it on the books.
Yeah, as a joke.
As a Depression-era curiosity, what he's saying, we split them up? That's crazy.
Yes, and his lawyer's coming here in a few hours to talk settlement.
You think the timing's suspicious?
I do. 3 days before we refinance, we're going through a short-term liquidity problem. Nothing to worry about.
Okay, I'm coming in. We need to get this off the books fast. Where's David Lee? What's he saying about this?
What the hell? Now I'm being penalized for doing my job well?
I see you in a few minutes, Will.
You know what? We countersue. It's the principle of the thing.
So, David, not to pry, but did you enlist?
Yes, I was getting bored. The Yale Club. I was served backstage during Gilbert and Sullivan. Alicia, you were on the Huntley divorce your first year. He was sleeping with some stripper.
Good. That's what we need. There can't be alienation of affection if the husband was cheating. Get Kalinda. There's nothing I need to know here, is there, David?
What do you mean?
I think you know what I mean.
This was a straight division of assets. We were there for her. We did right by her.
Hi.
Hey. Doesn't let up, does it?
Not often. Is everything all right?
Yeah, I was at a wedding.
No, I mean the Wendy Scott Carr thing.
Yeah, don't worry. Something I'm handling, you know.
This is an easy lawsuit. We just need to get to the wife. She
I thought I'd dress up for this lawyer.
We just need to get to the wife, get her on record. What's her name?
April Huntley.
Right. She hired us. He didn't. She's the one who wanted the divorce. We didn't force anything on her.
She's still a client?
Julius is primary on her business holdings. I'll call him?
No. Will you talk to her?
Why?
Because Will can talk to her.
Do we know her husband's attorney?
No. Someone from L.A.
L.A.? Why L.A.? Hello?
Hello?
It's freezing outside.
Yes, I know it's January.
And all this affection for seasons, I don't understand.
I think it's about change. Yeah.
Change. It's monstrous.
May I help you?
I'm Burl Preston for Diane Lockhart.
He's really suing us. We thought you could sign an affidavit saying you asked us for the divorce.
Jake is such a turd. He's really suing you?
April, how does Jake know Burl Preston?
Burl who?
Preston. He's an L.A. lawyer, a top L.A. lawyer.
Well, it must be from one of his companies. What?
I'm just surprised he would take this case.
Huh. Maybe he wants part of the $44 million. Will, you there?
Yes, I'm here. How did you know your husband was suing for $44
million? How did I know? You said.
No, I didn't.
Ms. Lockhart. I always seem to be visiting you during the cold months.
Yes, I don't suppose you'd fly us out to L.A. for the depositions.
Oh, now there's an idea.
I don't think you've met.
Captain David Lee, I was the divorce attorney.
So you're the one who wrested control of my client's companies?
No, I think he should look to his wife for that. We just got
David,
her.
Stop. Mr. Gardner, hello. Good to see you again.
They have her. They have Mrs. Huntley.
That's right. Mr. and Mrs. Huntley have reconciled. You broke up their marriage and hastily sold off their most valuable asset.
It was a fair division of assets.
For you, yes. Bubble Elastic was a company owned by Mr. Huntley. Mrs. Huntley gained control of it during the divorce.
Exactly. She gained control.
Until you helped to sell it earlier this year at a loss. It's now worth $44 million. This is not a harassment suit. You conspired to end this marriage for your financial gain. As a result, my client lost out on a $44 million windfall. And that is the amount you'll pay.
Equity partner agreement.
I have no control over family law. Why should I be held accountable for his screw-ups?
My screw-ups? I did not.
Okay, okay, hold it together,
no,
guys.
I'm not going to take that from him.
Him? Julius. My name is Julius.
We need to win. Malpractice insurance won't cover this. It's an intentional tort. So we are all on the hook for $1.2 million.
Excuse me?
We're on the hook for $1.2 million. All of the equity partners share everything, in sickness and in health.
Who is he?
I just signed the equity partner agreement last week, and you're telling me I owe you $1.2 million?
Only if we lose, he
likes. Which, given David Lee and his methods, seems highly likely.
Oh, go to hell, Julius. There, I said your name. Happy?
Now, I'll be happy when you're disbarred. Well, how about that? You're a moron!
In hell, as long as you're here, you do
bring it on.
What is going on here?
One happy family.
Could you buzz Diane Lockhart?
Excuse me. This is a place of business.
Yes, hi.
Tori, get security. If you want to serve someone, you can leave it with the receptionist.
No, I'm not here to... I'm here for Diane on a personal matter.
Yeah, it's all personal. Mike, can you escort this process server down to the lobby, please?
Sir?
Please, give this to her. Okay.
You can leave it with the receptionist. The photos are real. He did meet and sleep with a stripper.
But?
It wasn't purely spontaneous.
We did not.
No, we didn't. Mrs. Huntley wanted full custody of her daughter. That was unlikely, so David Lee asked me to set up a DUI trap.
The stripper wasn't supposed to sleep with him. Just get him drinking above the legal limit, and then a cop I call pulled him over. I mean, it worked. Husband had a DUI just before the custody hearing. He lost custody.
You have such lofty goals when you start a law firm. Dreams of fighting injustice, righting wrongs.
Again, the point wasn't to get him to sleep with her. Mr. Huntley acted on his own there.
Was this discussed with the client?
Mrs. Huntley? Not to my knowledge. She just wanted full custody of her daughter. This was David Lee going the extra mile.
Yep. Good old David Lee. Was this written down anywhere, this DUI trap?
Possibly in David's notes, but I'm not sure.
Okay, we'll try to limit discovery. Clinda, you do a document sweep. We need to know what skeletons are rattling around.
And Alicia, you're the David Lee wrangler. We'll deal in a minute. Thank you, Alicia. Linda.
We can't catch a breath, can we?
You need to hire a lawyer.
We can handle this.
No. I mean Wendy Scott Carr. I have a few names.
No, it's all right. I'm interviewing Jason Klein and Lionel Deerfield.
They're good. We don't want this to go to a grand jury.
I know.
You're okay?
I am. If this starts impacting the firm, we'll have to talk.
Well, there is nothing we will ever have to talk about. This is a state's attorney witch hunt, that's all. We're in this together.
It's probably too early to drink.
Another 2 hours.
You need a lawyer.
I need a lawyer. Thanks for coming in, Jason. I seem to be the state's attorney's target of the month.
Yeah.
I think this investigation into judicial bribery is getting more serious.
Don't worry. You'll be fine.
I will?
Oh, yeah. This is a little hiccup. The state's attorney just needs to throw its weight around a little bit.
What about a grand jury?
Oh, grand juries. They're a joke. I'm a fighter. We'll fight them together.
He told me my husband was cheating on me. He showed me pictures. I was stunned. I trusted my lawyer. I trusted my firm.
But your husband did cheat on you?
No. He said he had never met that woman before. She sat down next to him and offered to buy a drink.
But this is him kissing her, isn't it?
It was a peck. A peck on the cheek.
And didn't he say this was a setup by your divorce lawyer?
Would you like to take over the questioning, Mr. Preston?
No, but I thought we might cut to the chase.
Okay, here's the chase. You came to David Lee to divorce your husband?
No, I came to David Lee for advice.
Is this your signature on the attorney-client retainer agreement? What does it say on the top there?
Intent to divorce.
April, did you try to reconcile with your husband before the divorce?
Yes, twice.
And when you told your divorce attorney this?
He showed me these pictures.
Of course I showed her the picture. She was wanting to reconcile with the bum.
And you didn't want that?
If I'm a shoe salesman and you come to buy shoes, it's not my job to talk you out of it. It's my job to find a good shoe for you.
Twice she tried to reconcile. Twice she came to you to call off the divorce. Twice you convinced her not to.
Because he was stripping a stripper.
It was not proven. Mr. Huntley denies he was...
Oh, my God, he does. How could I have been so mistaken?
Mr. Lee was speaking sarcastically.
Who do you call a true friend? The one who sees your husband stripping a stripper and says nothing, or the one who says something?
Did you hire the stripper?
Did I what? Did I hire this woman? Are you crazy?
Please, answer the question.
No, I did not hire the stripper.
You perjure yourself in here, sir. It's the equivalent of perjuring yourself in court.
Thank you. Go ahead and ask the question again.
Did you hire this woman?
No, I did not hire the stripper pictured in those photos. I did lose my virginity when I was 14. I do have a secret crush on Jacqueline Onassis.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't cry when the Challenger exploded.
Thank you.
Basically, you're in trouble.
Thanks.
I'm not here to sugarcoat it, Will. You hire me, I'll give it to you straight. They're investigating you for arranging bribery. And from the sound of it, they have something.
They have circumstantial something.
For a grand jury, that's enough.
And your defense?
Turn evidence.
Against who? I don't have anything.
Everybody has something. Give it to them. For a lighter sentence.
How light?
2 years, maybe.
Probation?
No. Minimum security. Loss of your law license.
I could never practice law again.
That's right. God, you're a bundle of laughs.
Yep. Old age, my cynicism seeping through like oil through a garden of leaves. Are you guys being sued? I saw Burl Preston out there.
Goodbye, Lionel. Thank you.
Is it true?
What, the Challenger? Yes, I didn't cry.
David, did you hire that stripper for a DUI trap?
$44 million, that's what I just saved you in there. They can't prove we hired that stripper, the lawsuit goes away. And you want to question that?
I want to question you perjuring yourself.
I told him the truth. I did not hire her.
Kalinda did?
This is an adult's game, Diane. I'm fine if you don't want to play, but then don't ask the questions.
And what about Alicia?
What about her?
She's being deposed next. Will she contradict you? Hi.
When you had your troubles with the Treasury monitor?
Yes.
The lawyer you used, she was good?
Yes, she was great.
What was her name?
Elsbeth Tassioni. Are you looking for a lawyer?
I might be.
Too bad there are none here. What's going on, Mo? You don't have to tell me.
It's not anything. I just don't want to make life more complicated. She's discreet, this woman?
Yes. She's also different. I'm not sure how well you'll get along.
Well, is it worth a meeting?
It is. Don't judge by first impressions.
Promise.
Hi, Alicia. How are you?
Good. David, what's up?
I've done something for you. Your children's trust. I decided to get a jump on it.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. Had to get done. It was complicated because it had to anticipate all the ways you might go with your husband. Separation. Divorce. So, you know, my memory, not so good. Anyway, with your upcoming deposition, I just wanted to check my facts with you, make sure we're in agreement. You know.
Will they ever dump David Lee?
Nah, he brings in too much money.
Well, it is costing too much money.
Well, depends on how much money. It's not about love, it's about commerce.
So if I made a play?
It would depend on the play.
Okay, thanks a lot.
But if you go after David Lee, you'd better win, or it won't be pretty.
Hi.
Hello.
It's kind of nerve-wracking in here, isn't it? Everybody ducking and covering?
No, it seems fine to me.
Really? You're made of stronger stuff. You know the penalty for perjury, Mrs. Florek?
I do.
What is it?
Perjury is a class 3 felony, resulting in imprisonment for no less than 2 years and no more than 5.
Good. Thank you. In what capacity did you assist David Lee on the Huntley divorce?
Under his supervision, I helped negotiate the division of assets and execute the paperwork.
And what else?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Didn't you also function as something of a handholder for my client?
No.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Oh, I see. Let me try again. Did you function as handholder to April Huntley, the wife of my client?
I tried to comfort her, yes.
You told her you had also dealt with an unfaithful spouse.
We commiserated over similarities in our personal lives.
Did you express what a relief it was to be away from a cheating husband, saying you can't imagine the relief you feel that first night, just being alone, having a glass of wine?
Objection, Mr. Preston. Are we really delving into Mrs. Florek's private life?
Only as far as Mrs. Florek delved into it, to further the firm's interests. Did you exploit your marital status to influence my client's wife?
Mrs. Huntley asked me about my own experiences, and I shared those with her in an attempt to comfort. That is all.
To your knowledge, did David Lee hire the stripper Alexandria to seduce my client?
No.
You're under oath, Mrs. Florek.
Yes, I recognize that, and my answer is still no. That seems to be your case, Mr. Preston. Shall we call it a day?
Just one more thing.
Mrs. Clark, what is this?
It appears to be a contract for the sale of Bubble Elastic.
It is, in fact. Your law firm negotiated that sale?
We did.
Mm-hmm. Do you see that last line? What percentage did your law firm negotiate for Bubble Elastic's future profits?
It says 5, but I was not involved in that.
I know. But I thought a third-year associate who perjured herself...
Objection.
...would be the best one to read about the demise of Lockhart Gardner.
Is this a deposition or an attack?
A little of both, actually. That line there, 5%, means you made more from that company than Mrs. Huntley. Does that sound fair, Mrs. Flora?
It sounds like a judgment call.
A legal judgment call. Ms. Lockhart is right. I may not have you on alienation of affection, but I now have you on fraud.
We're done here. Thank you.
Oh, no. We're just beginning.
It was money. I was trying to make the firm money.
I'm not going
to
pay for his mistake.
Well, I'm not paying for yours.
Okay, let's all raise hands one at a time.
I got a 5% return on the company sale. I can't help it if David Lee got his client less.
What? Are you kidding?
And now he's abdicating.
Your left hand does not know what your right hand is doing.
Why am I being persecuted for doing my job?
Because you didn't tell us and now it's fraud, you stupid.
Stupid what? Ooh, come on, say
I didn't say anything. I wasn't going to say anything. And I'm really offended that you take...
Are you offended?
Thank you.
Your client signed a conflict of interest waiver.
That's right, she did. It's standard for us.
Good. We're protected. It can't be fraud if she signed off on any potential conflict of interest.
Why don't I find it in discovery?
Because you're blind. It's there as a standard writer.
Where?
It's a writer. If it's not with a hard copy, it's in the database.
Okay, I'll get Kalindana.
Diane. We need to talk.
Clause 63. In a malpractice case, the partners can vote to hold only the negligent partner liable for the entirety of damages.
We are not throwing anyone under the bus, Eli.
Last time I looked, we were all under the bus. This was a clause insisted on by David Lee. He was
Who told you that?
Who told me David Lee insisted on it? Kalinda. He was afraid to be at the mercy of other people's mistakes. It seems only fitting
David
that we...
David Lee brought in 30% of the firm's business this year.
And 100% of the malpractice suits.
You are a profit participant now, Eli. Throwing David Lee overboard is short-sighted. It is reacting to short-term circumstances with long-term measures, and I won't do it.
No, you won't do it. Because you have a failed romantic notion that what you are running here is a family. It's not a family, Diane. A family can't fire you. A family doesn't cost me $1.2 million.
We're not doing it, Eli. If David Lee came to me wanting to dump you, I would have that same answer.
I can outvote you. All I need is a majority of the equity partners.
Well, that's true. Too bad you haven't been fostering relationships.
No time like the present.
Sorry, they're painting. They keep trying to improve my office. Oh, no. That's okay. The painters are practical jerkers.
Thanks for meeting me, Miss Tassioni. I've met a lot of lawyers, but Mrs. Florek swears by you.
She's very nice. So, they're accusing you of bribing judges?
The state attorney's office, yes.
But they're not saying which ones?
No.
Do you hear that?
Yes.
Fantasia, someone's calling! Fantasia!
Why don't I come back another time?
No, this will just take... call back! If you can hear me, call back!
No, let me arrange another time for us to meet.
No, Mr. Gardner. Who are the three most honest judges in Cook County?
The three most honest? I don't know. Howard, Spinelli, Cotter, why?
And you're just waiting around for a grand jury, right?
Yes.
That's a mistake. You have to apply pressure to the special prosecutor.
How do I do that?
No, you don't do anything. I do that.
And how do you do that?
I have no idea, but I'm just starting.
Okay.
I think that's a different one. Fantasia!
If it's logged in, it's logged in.
Yeah, but I checked the database. The contract's on there, but there's one page missing the writer.
It's one page, so what?
$24 million depends on that one page.
Well, here's a suggestion. Maybe it doesn't exist. Whoever logged it in messed up, never got the writer signed.
Well, can you find out who logged it in?
If they log it in, it's in my database. Computers don't make things up. People make things up. There. That's who logged it in. That's who made the mistake. Not me.
Hi. Hi. Is something wrong?
The Huntleys. That was your first divorce?
Second.
And you were at the firm for how long?
A half a year. Why?
You supervised the signing of the contract?
Yes. What's wrong?
I'm finding some difficulties in the filing. There was no writer.
In the hard copy, I know. You have to check the database.
I did. I can't find it there either.
There was a writer.
You sure?
I saw her sign it. I was there when she signed it. I had to sign it too. Oh my God. Are you sure? This whole lawsuit depends on that writer.
Look, it was your first year here. Is there any chance you could have...
No.
No. I mean, is there any chance you could have filed it somewhere else?
I don't think so, no. I have to tell Diane.
Wait a minute. I'm in the lobby, Alicia. I can't hear. I'm on my way up. Well, look who's here.
Yep. Hi.
Mr. Copeland, thank you for the poster, but the answer is no. I am not interested in having...
Would you excuse me? Just for a second. Mr. Dobbs.
Hello. Apologies.
It's not me.
Your summons is delivered, sir. When...
The summons is accepted when you... No, it's your name. Do you understand?
Please, stop struggling.
I'll let you go, Mr. Dobbs. If you promise not to fight. Now, do you promise not to fight?
Yes.
Just take a few breaths. You'll be fine.
I'll sue your ass.
It's the first impulse. But I've documented everything, and we got witnesses. You have been served, Mr. Dobbs. You're saying?
That happens all the time?
No. Well, sometimes. Most people are pretty good about it. I wasn't here to see you. It was the same building I served this district.
Oh, I see. Well, I misunderstood.
It's very nice to see you again.
Very nice to see you. What happened?
We can't find the writer.
I filed it, but we can't find it.
The writer was signed. I was supervising Alicia. I know it was signed.
Then where is it?
If you stop cheering for disaster.
I'm not cheering for anything.
This is an IT problem.
No, it's not. It's all our problem.
I'm sorry. I know I logged it.
It was your first year, Alicia. Are you sure?
Yes.
Thank you, Alicia.
So, Clause 63.
Yeah. Clause 63.
People have come after me, random people here and there, but you're the first to do it so baldly. Nice office.
Thank you. A
lot of square footage.
I don't keep track.
How much are you bringing in each year?
I haven't been here long enough to judge.
Yeah, do you feel comfortable enough to try to get me dumped?
Yep. I guess I do. Is this a get-to-know-each-other session, or are we confronting each other?
You are gone. You are so gone, you might as well clean out your desk.
Really? Why is that?
Because I will insist on it.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
You don't clause 63 me. I clause 63 you.
Yeah, that might have worked at another time, but you screwed up, buddy. And people who screw up can't act like they didn't. They have to act contrite. And just so you know,
contrite is not this.
Okay.
This was fun.
Just so you know, I was going to leave. I had plans to leave, but now you made it worth my while. Nice to meet you, buddy.
Do you have a moment?
Sure.
Diane has asked me to get your best memory of what happened.
Sure, let's go for it.
Okay. Do you remember what time of day the contract was signed?
After refreshing my memory with my day planner, it was signed at 11 a.m.
I have to ask you this, but where did you go afterwards?
According to my day planner, I had a function at school, Grace's school, an assembly.
And before you left, you filed the contract?
Yes. Mrs. Huntley and her lawyer retained two executed copies, and we retained one.
Which you filed?
Yes, in the active drawer.
And you made the photocopy, or did a paralegal?
I did, and I personally filed it in the archive.
And the writer was separate?
I don't remember.
Do you remember having to attach the writer to the contract?
No.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
Do you remember signing the writer also? You had to sign it to act as a witness to a signature. I'm going to write that down as a yes.
I don't remember.
I'm going to write that down as a yes.
No. I don't remember.
Alicia Florek?
Yes.
We found the writer.
No. Where? Oh.
Carrie's files, they've been moved into storage when we did the expansion. We found a hard copy.
We have it. We're good. We're good.
We're okay. You must have been killing yourself.
Yes, thanks.
So I'll get on the phone with Mr. Preston. Why should we delay the good news from him?
There it is. The writer, April Huntley's signature, and there's your confirming signature. Yes, we did.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to see this. But you're not sure.
Am I sure that this writer is something David Lee slipped to me to sign? No. I think there were 6 pages in my children's trust that I signed, and now there are 5. But you're not certain. 100% certain? No.
Then I think you have to commit to your best memory of events.
I don't understand.
You remember seeing this rider being signed 2 years ago?
Yes.
You're sure of that?
Yes.
And you're not sure whether this rider page is different?
That's correct.
Testimony is about your best memory. You go with your best memory.
What if it's wrong?
Testimony isn't about right or wrong, Alicia. It's about the facts as established by your best memory of events. Your memory is this. You saw the rider being signed. Then that's the fact. It's not up to me to do my opponent's job for him. It's up to Mr. Preston to poke holes in your testimony. You do not poke holes in your own. Do you understand?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, now sit down and don't run. Okay, don't run.
Hello.
Hello.
I heard this play was really good. I like anything with bears.
Yes.
You're Wendy Stockhart?
I am. Do you work at the state's attorney?
No. No, I'm a lawyer representing Will Gardner. Elizabeth Passione.
I see.
hired lawyer.
What? Yes. Although we haven't worked out all the details yet. But I know that you met with my client. And I don't think you should do that again without me being there, okay?
That's what you'd like.
It is. If you don't mind.
Wow, let me see. Oh, we even put your names in it. Hey, why don't you go see if you can get one from the Lions? Okay?
Oh, say hi for me.
Your client bribed several judges these days, Julie.
Yes, well, funny you should bring that up. A reporter called me today from the Chicago Tribune. Very nice man. And he asked me about these three judges that Mr. Gardner supposedly bribed.
I didn't say anything to the press.
No, I know. I didn't think you did. Anyway, he asked me if they were, in fact, Howard, Spinelli, and Cotter. I said I didn't know.
I'm not investigating them.
No, I thought probably not. Because, as I said to this reporter, those are three of the most honest and beloved judges on the bench. And, you know, that would put you in a very difficult position at the courthouse. With all those judges very angry at you.
You leak those names? I can bring a structure of justice charge against you right now.
Yes, unfortunately, you'll need a judge to sanction any such charge. And I think you'll find those judges in an uncooperative mood right now. Here we are.
Your client better get ready for an indictment.
No, he doesn't need to be ready because, you know, I am.
And I'm sure we'll meet again.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay.
This is absurd.
Pardon?
Do you expect me to believe this critical document surfaced at precisely the right time?
What are you suggesting, that it's a forgery?
I am.
Then I'm offended.
Then we'd like to redepose the parties involved to vouch for the document's legitimacy. And another first-year associate who worked on the divorce we've yet to depose, Gary Agos.
Certainly. Why don't we arrange a time tomorrow?
Hey.
Hi. Working late?
No.
But you're not?
No.
Well, then what are you doing here?
There's something I thought might help you with your, summons.
My summons?
Yes, your lawsuit. Mr. Huntley had to sign off on the summons before I delivered them.
Yes.
And he wasn't at his wife's apartment.
Really?
Do you recognize this document?
No.
You've never seen it before?
No.
Thank you. You worked on this divorce case alongside Alicia Florek and under the supervision of David Lee?
Yes.
So you were in a perfect position to see such a document?
Not necessarily.
But you worked closely on this case.
Yes, but that doesn't mean anything. It's been 2 years. I couldn't tell you a single document that's in that file, to be honest.
Do you have any idea how a document signed by Alicia Florek got into your files in the first place?
Sure, we shared an assistant. Things got mixed up sometimes.
Ah. You were fired from this firm. Is that right?
Yes.
So your testimony may be influenced by the fact that you want your job back?
I can see that you got a yarn you want to spin, Mr. Preston, so let me just go ahead and lay this out clearly for you. I have absolutely no reason to believe that document is a forgery. I knew Mrs. Florek and Mr. Lee to be outstanding, competent, and ethical attorneys throughout my time at the firm. And as for me, I have no vested interest in the outcome of this case. I don't work here, and I don't intend to. Any additional questions?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't get it.
Wow.
What's so funny?
Things change.
They do.
I like working with your husband.
He likes working with you.
Can
Given that you've been unable to establish that the waiver is anything but perfectly legitimate, you are not left with much of a case.
We disagree. We intend to obtain a forensic analysis of the ink on the document to determine whether it's actually 2 years or 2 days old.
That's ambitious. And we'll run you about $30,000.
So we would offer that same $30,000 as a goodwill gesture?
Absolutely not.
Well, then, this is our final offer.
Those are fake.
You'll probably have to do better than that.
They were probably taken when we were split.
I bought you that shirt last week.
Okay, hon, just stay cool.
You disgusting, shameless pig!
Let's just take a breath.
No.
April. Please.
It's not true, Your Honor. Yes, there is an investigation, but the article as reported is not true.
Connor.
Your Honor, I have a judge on the other line. No, I'll call you back.
Judge Howard's in the waiting room.
We have to take the fight back to her.
Back to...
We have to indict Will Gardner.
He is lying.
And I suppose Thursday would be just fine for me. All I really need is 2 weeks.
Both of you.
Stop what? I'm not bluffing.
You work at opposite ends of the building. You barely see each other.
It's not about seeing each other. It's about his methods costing me $1.2 million.
If you'd like me to go somewhere else, Diane, just say the word.
No, David, you will stay here because we leave you alone.
Somewhere else will leave me just as alone.
No, they won't. Not the way we will, and you know it. It's a new economy.
People have to divorce.
This lawsuit cost you. That is a simple fact. Everybody knows you're at risk, so stop threatening. And Eli, you're staying because this job is a temporary one for you until the governor's campaign. Tell me I'm wrong. Good. This is an office of expediency. That is its strength. So stop bickering and stop pretending like you'll leave. I won't have it.
I'm going back to work.
Good. Eli? You're back.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine.
Well, then, we're both fine.
I have to apologize again. I requested this job so I'd see you again.
Uh-oh. Why is that?
Mr. Gardner, you have been served.